a lot of these things were funded through cutouts. So you'd set up, again, this is, you know, early 50s, mid 50s, early 60s, you'd set up financing vehicles, you know, through, say, you know, what appear to be non-threatening grant programs, you know, from research institutes. So you'd loop in academic institutions or researchers. And MKUltra had, at least acknowledged anyway, over 80 academic institutions and others that were either wittingly or unwittingly working on their behalf in various research programs. So yeah, this Midnight Climax program, basically they'd kit out a safe house as a brothel, and they would have the hookers slip LSD or whatever substance to the Johns, and then behind a mirror you'd have a researcher, right? I mean, this is where it got weird, sitting there, you know, having a drink and watching these. You know, the hooker and the John have sex, and then they'd be analyzing the impact of the LSD on them in terms of their ability to talk, and would they...
Was,
you know,
the hooker in on it?
Yeah, the hooker was in on it.
And was she an employee of the CIA?
And it wasn't just the agency, you know, like the Army was involved in these things, mm-hmm. as well. But they would get, you know, cash payments, and oftentimes get out of jail free card. You know what,
ladies, if you're out
there. Yeah, if you're out there.
Listen to me.
Come on.
Whatever you need.
Come forward.
I'm here for you.